humanitarian situation in Darfur is dire, and we are getting very worrying reports. The fighting is still ongoing and people fleeing their homes. There are many people who cross the border into the neighboring countries, but there are also those who are displaced within Sudan, within Darfur itself. So we are also seeing families who arrive in North Darfur, in and around the capital, Al-Fashir, where we still have our national team, and they work very closely with the Sudanese Red Crescent Society. So this week they distributed assistance to some 9,000 displaced people. These people, when they fled their homes, they could not take anything with them. So they arrive with nothing but the clothes on their backs, and they live in extremely difficult conditions because we are now entering the rainy season. They are staying in makeshift camps in the scorching heat and under the pouring rain.
And Al-Fashir, where you say this week you're able to deliver aid to people fleeing violence in other parts of Darfur, like Niala. Al-Fashir was recently visited by this fighting. We got reports that both Al-Fashir in North Darfur and Al-Fula in West Kordofan were hit by clashes between the army and the paramilitaries. Tell me how these recent developments affected things.
And the security situation is very volatile all over Darfur. I think the situation is more stable in and around Al-Fashir, and this is the reason why this is the place that is on the receiving end, where people are fleeing to seek safety, and where our teams, together with the Sudanese Red Crescent Society volunteers, they could deliver this assistance, because in some places where we are facing active fighting or extreme levels of insecurity, we don't have access to the civilian population, and it is a matter of a huge concern for us.
And how many people, how many displaced people do you estimate have fled and are now sheltering in Al-Fashir?
Well, this distribution, we managed to deliver assistance to 9,000 displaced people, but the situation is changing all the time. Like, people keep fleeing their homes, so as more and more people are crossing the borders, for example, into the neighboring Chad, so these numbers are constantly on the rise, and it is the same situation with people that are being displaced within Darfur itself. Like, these were the 9,000, these were the people that we registered and managed to assist this week. But this is not exhaustive, and the numbers keep rising, and the humanitarian situation is getting more and more difficult for them.
And just finally, could you tell me a little bit about the nature of this assistance you were able to deliver to displaced people there, and maybe other challenges you are facing when you try to reach these people and assist them? You already mentioned the issue of access. What about funding and other challenges you might be facing?
Indeed. So the assistance that we delivered, that we managed to deliver this week, these were essential household items. Because again, these people arrived with absolutely nothing, and they are staying in makeshift camps in very difficult weather conditions. So we managed to distribute the things like tarps, like mosquito nets, blankets, hygiene items for women, just the essentials that people need to preserve dignity in this extremely difficult situation. And of course, this is not enough to cover massive humanitarian needs, because when we look at the situation in Darfur right now, people lack absolutely everything. They lack food, they lack medicine, there are difficulties to access clean water. So we need humanitarian assistance at a much larger scale that is difficult to provide today, because we are talking about the area with ongoing active fighting. And yes, you mentioned funding. Funding is, of course, important. And one of our fears as a humanitarian organization, that the longer this conflict persists, the more difficult it will become for us to engage the donor, to keep their support. But today, as we are still in the emergency phase of this conflict, The number one priority for us to be able to assist people is the access. And this is what we're continually calling on all the actors who participate in this conflict and all the parties to do everything they can to ensure that there is the necessary humanitarian space.